It's always great to have Curtis Danberg from the Indians stop by and pay us a visit. And certainly, Curtis, we've got a few things to talk about. You heard that highlight from Tom Hamilton coming out of the break. I talked to Hammy a little bit earlier, and we were talking about the fact that Major League Baseball says it's nine innings for a World Series game. Even if it's 9-0 in the bottom of the eighth and the rains come, we're getting nine innings in. Does that impact your planning at all?
It impacts a lot of things. So I think it impacts us from the standpoint we want to play nine innings and get to Chicago because the weather doesn't look good tomorrow, and you don't leave Cleveland until you finish this nine-inning game. So the ramifications in the worst-case scenario could be pretty drastic when you think about, okay, we can't play tomorrow, then play on Saturday, and that pushes everything back and logistics and stuff like that. So we don't want to think too much about that. Let's just play nine innings tonight, get a win, and go on to Chicago tonight.
Well, the radar seems to indicate and forecast seems to indicate that three-hour window from right. 7 to 10.
So we better pitch, swing. Usually you want to get a lead in five and fly, but you can't do that. So it'll be interesting.
Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up after tonight, because when the scene shifts to Chicago for games 3, 4, and 5 through the weekend, Friday through Sunday, there's going to be some great things still happening here at Progressive Field.
Yeah, so obviously many of our fans wish they could be here for games 1 and 2 or even 6 and 7, but we have an economical way to still kind of be a part of this, and that's a watch party presented by Pepsi right here at Progressive Field. So $5 gets you in. Cleveland Indians Charities gets the proceeds. So we're going to do as much as we can to kind of have the hot dog race and make that a fun environment. But what better way to watch the game than here in this ballpark with so many fans?
Curtis, when you look at the situation with having to get this game in tonight and everything like that, and again, we don't want to play worst-case scenario, but, I mean, the travel and everything like that, and even like hotels and everything like that, like how long could they potentially wait something out? There's no like time thing like there used to be. I remember as a kid, like if it hit 2 a.m. or 1 a.m, you couldn't do that. They
no.
can literally wait till 1 or 2 a.m, right?
Yeah, they want to get these games in because of the ramifications of the travel. So, you know, we had got pushed back in Boston.
Yeah.
We were staying
right.
at the Sheraton in Boston, and basically said, hey, we're going to have to stay overnight. Well, we're booked.
Wow.
Well, we're not leaving. So,
that's a great point.
But that happens. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of ramifications of this. And the Dolans, so excited for them, but they did a great thing. They're bringing all the employees.
All the staff, right.
So we have charters on Friday, charters on Saturday. You've got hotel accommodations. So you have a lot of moving parts that hopefully we don't have to augment or go to plan B.
I'm on that Saturday charter. You know, I have my luggage already packed and everything. I'm ready.
Talk about just Major League Baseball or the decision to move this game up an hour. How did that logistically happen, and how long does that process take to make a decision like that?
Well, it happened quick, and, you know, it's different. This is Major League Baseball's show. So we basically found out as they were kind of saying, hey, they went to Bart and said, hey, can you announce this? So, you know, it's different logistics than we're normally used to of having a button-up plan and our fan services department's ready and we can hit the ground running. But they had to move quickly. They wanted to take advantage of the broadcast being out there and getting the word out while the game was going on. So, hey, there's a lot of people talking. They're meeting every hour to talk about tonight. So we'll work accordingly with them and collaborate with them and get the word out. But hopefully we don't have to tonight.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is that tough, though, like you said, fan services? Because you guys are kind of in the middle.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have control over making that decision.
Correct. And the fans don't see it that way.
No.
You're here at Progressive Field.
You're an Indians home game.
So we do everything we can and try to be as proactive with communication as possible.
Again, we're talking with Curtis Danberg from the Indians. Curtis, before we let you go, as a guy who's been with this organization for many years and loves this city and loves this community, how special was last night? Not for what was just happening here, but in the plaza and over at the queue. I mean, to see the entire nation focused on this three-block area of downtown Cleveland. How cool was that?
For all of us. I mean, it's probably a night we'll never see again. I mean, the uniqueness of circumstances where you have the Cavs celebrating a championship and the Indians playing game one of the World Series, for all that to line up. I mean, this whole year has just been an absolute fairy tale. For the city of Cleveland, and not just the Indians' perspective, but just in general. And, hey, I'm just like all of you, enjoying every minute of it. All the pain we've endured for the years, not winning a championship since 64, and, you know, it hasn't been easy on the Indian side of things. You know, we've had some down years. We have fans just saying, but they're behind us now, and that's what all that matters. And moving forward, this is a team that you can really love. It embodies everything that Cleveland stands for, and they're not going anywhere. And this is a group. I mean, we only have two really free agents in Napoli and Rajay Davis, and hopefully because we're going deep, we can keep them.
Absolutely.
So it's been spectacular, and it's been, I tell you what, for like 24, 36 hours after we clinched the American League Championship, I mean, I was an emotional mess. I'd see people, and I'd just start crying, and seeing Paul and Larry get the trophy. I mean, I just, all this, you know, overwhelming feeling for everybody.
We talked about that yesterday with Bobby D, because certainly, you know, the Dolans, they've taken their share of slings and arrows, and how special it was for them to get up on that podium and accept that American League Championship trophy.
To me, that was my highlight, because how deserving they are. I mean, a company or a family that's from Cleveland that loves, that loses $8 to $10 million every year and gets vilified, you know, time and time again, but they don't care. They believe in this product. They believe in us as employees. So to work for them and to see them celebrate with a smile on their face, it was awesome.
That's very cool.
Can I ask you real quick what I asked you in there about the TV ratings?
20% yeah.
Up of this last night was 20% higher than a year ago between the Mets and the Royals. And tell me what you told me about the ratings for just the Indians.
Yeah, it was on par with what the Cavs had for Game 7. Our best rating since the Game 7 of the 97 World Series. Best overall for Major League Baseball since 2010. So some gigantic numbers. And I think we can only see that increase as the series goes along.
Well, no doubt. Well, hey, I'll see you out at Wrigley.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that, my friend.
I'll come visit you in the last row in the upper deck.
Is that where I am?
Pretty much.
I need a guest or two.
Yay.
Get ready for the hike.
It'll be a little easier on the road, so
you're
going to that.
You'll hear Alcorn with a megaphone up there. Yeah. Anybody help? Anybody come up here and talk to me?
Alcorn does not need a megaphone.
That's true. Yeah, he'll just yell.
Once in a while. All right, we'll see you in Chicago then.
All right, go Tribe.
Thanks, Curtis. Curtis Stanberg from the Indians stopping by to pay us a visit as we continue along with our Budweiser from the dugout. It's presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Glad to be bringing it to you live at Progressive Field on AM 930 WEOL and Matt online
at WEOL.com.